The Nightjar and the Robin, or How Friendship Began Among Birds, by A.J. Hardingson. Long ago, friendship between birds was unheard of, for they had a fierce rivalry among them all. And this was evident in the New Forest as much as it was anywhere else. From vegetable allotments in Totten, to farms near Sway, to ornamental gardens by Lymington, if a bird saw another bird, whether they be lark or pigeon or kestrel, they would at once say, with every feather in their chest puffed up and shivering, "I am a better bird than you." And the other would reply, without batting a wing, "Certainly not, for I am better than you." And then they would begin to fight and peck and twitter away at each other, sending tweets back and forth incessantly until even the moon gave out a sigh when they would stop for the night. One day, the Nightjar returned to the New Forest after their long migratory flight. Settling down into a cosy pile of sun-warmed bracken, they spotted a robin on a branch just above them. Being in no mood to quarrel, they said to them, "Robin, you are a better bird than me." The robin was not only surprised, but rather delighted at these words, and out of politeness, they replied, "No, no, Nightjar, you are a better bird than me." And the two birds sat down together and had a chat. Then the Nightjar said, "Robin, I like you. Let us stay together a while." "That sounds lovely," replied the robin, and they made plans to go out hunting for insects and to nest near to each other over the summer season. Robin up in their tree nest, and Nightjar settled in their nest of bracken below. The other birds of the New Forest did not know what to make of this. The seagulls commented that the news cracked them up. The sparrows struggled to swallow the story, and the blue tit teased that the Nightjar and the robin must be summer tweethearts. None of them thought the friendship would or even could last. But the Nightjar and the robin found that their regard for each other only grew over the time they spent together. At the end of the season, they parted as fond friends, making plans to see each other again upon the Nightjar's annual return. And indeed, the next spring, the robin was waiting in their meeting spot when the Nightjar flew down, and they carried on just as they had the year before. The other birds decided it was time to test the Nightjar and the robin's friendship. They sent the pheasant off on a mission to ruffle their feathers. The pheasant found the robin first. He dove into the hedgerow on Linney's Lane where the robin was perched. "Robin," he asked, "why do you go around with that good-for-nothing Nightjar?"
"You must not say that," replied Robin.
"The Nightjar is a better bird than me. I'm honoured to spend time with them, and I'm very happy that they sleep under the tree where I nest." The pheasant found the Nightjar following some donkeys down Grig Lane, snacking on the flies that pestered their eyes.
"Nightjar," he inquired while darting between the donkey's legs, "why do you go around with that good-for-nothing robin?"
"Oh, you must not say that," replied Nightjar. "The robin is a better bird than me. They honour me by living in the tree above where I nest, and I'm very happy when we spend time together." The birds were deeply impressed with the attitude of the Nightjar and the robin towards each other, and they said to themselves, "Why couldn't we be like Nightjar and Robin, instead of fighting and quarrelling all the time?" And from that day on, friendship began to develop among birds.